318-602.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm just testing out a radio. I was programming for Dave. How am I getting it?
Yeah, the audio's decent, but it's got some scratch to it and a little low volume. It came up a little bit, but probably need to stay hot on it.
Yeah, I was kind of noticing that myself. Could be this mic. This microphone I had sitting in the box. In fact, as I'm messing with the quarter, it's kind of short.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a cord thing. You also got some feedback from another radio in the room.
How's that? I had my portable on, just trying to kind of hear myself.
Yeah, that's good and usable. Here, you got your house.
Yeah, and I forgot. It's a full-featured head, so there's no speaker. So I've kind of got to rely on what I'm hearing from another radio.
Oh, now that's interesting. Yeah, really kind of stuck there, but I'd say it's on par for what you normally get from your house.
Okay, good. I think a new microphone's in order, though. This thing looks brand new, but it's got an issue.
Yeah, I'd definitely give it a try with something else and see what you get.
Yeah, sadly, this was the one radio model where Kenwood decided to change their microphone cord on the front of it, so nothing else works other than mics right here. I can't plug anything in.
Yeah, that's strange. Just the luck, right? Yeah. Well, let me know if you need something.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's Kenwood TK. 90 series, the 890. So it's, for some reason, that one series, they went to the strange mic plug. Anyway, cool. I think this will get me started. You got I programmed a different head style, so I got to go back and make some changes to his button structure. But this mic is charged.
Yeah, that thing's toast. It's getting worse.
But thanks for getting back to me. I just
want
to make sure the thing is working. It sounds like the radio is okay. The mic's just garbage.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like that. Yeah, anytime you need help, let me know.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later. WRCD 602.
WRKJ 318. Grants Pass.